Hello, hello, hello. This is Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, basically giving you the shows that you should be binge-watching. And if you're unsure what binge-watching is or binging in general is, basically, it's that moment when you're probably half the day off and you wake up and you're flipping through Netflix or Hulu or whatever channel you want to flip through and you're like, this looks like a pretty good show. Let me give it a chance. I'll just watch one episode. And, you know, about 13 hours later, you are sitting in the same spot. There's a dent on your sofa. You haven't eaten. And if you have eaten, it was probably, you know, some food that did not require you to go into the kitchen to actually prepare it. And you're a little bit depressed after the 13th hour because you realize you're going to have to wait another year before you can find out what happened on a season finale, unless you're fortunate and you're watching a show that had multiple seasons. And, you know, if you're not the type that watched a show that has multiple seasons and you really do have to wait until season two comes out or season three or whatever, and you're just find yourself crying yourself to sleep, wondering how you're going to make it another 12 months before your favorite channel actually releases the next season to that show, running the assumption that they will do that. I'm not in any way talking about myself. I just, you know, it's someone I know that possibly has done that or anyway. So the show I'm going to talk about today, again, I'm trying not to, at first I was going to label each episode, but now I'm just going to go out of sequence based on what I think is just cool and what's happening and what's, you know, more, you know, up to date or current as far as when it was released. A, B, I also want to tell you all about binge-worthy shows that may not get that much advertising because there's a lot of shows out there on specifically on Hulu, I will say, that they Hulu just did not really advertise it. And I said, you know what, let me give it a chance and and I'm going to give it a shot and see what it's like. And it actually turned out to be a really good show. Hence, this particular episode today is about a show on Hulu. People, if you do not have a Hulu account, Hulu is not just for, you know, watching the last episode of The Voice or American Idol or whatever. They also have original programming and they really do have a lot of good shows that, again, aren't advertised, but they actually turn out to be really good. So it's my job to tell you all about those shows because I watch them. I watch everything because I have no judgment. I'm open-minded. And in a previous episode, I mentioned I have an acting and writing background. So I don't just watch television and film for entertainment. I watch it for studying and just kind of analytical purposes and things of that nature. So that's why I'm here to be your guide. The show on Hulu that I am going to talk about is called Hard Sun. Yes, Hard and then Sun, like what illuminates, like the sun, solar, all that good stuff. It's a really, surprisingly, it's a really good show. This is going to probably be a short episode because there's not too much I can really say about what's going on. And if I talk too much, I will have no choice but to spoil it. And that's not my job. My job is not to spoil the show. My job is to convince you to watch the show. It's 23 hours. Thank you. That is my computer telling me, hurry up because it's 11 o'clock. But anyway, it's a really good show. It would fall under the genre of, I want to say, a sci-fi drama slash thriller. It had a sci-fi element to it. It has dramatical elements to it. It's also a thriller slash mystery. So it really has all of those things working in there. I normally don't like sci-fi shows, but then I find myself watching a lot of sci-fi shows that I actually like. That's strange. But anyway, so let me tell you what the show is about. Before I do that, no one special in it. I mean, the characters, I mean, it looks like it's a BBC show, like a British programming show. It, also from the accents, that's what I'm assuming. So the characters could probably be popular overseas, but in the United States where I am, in California specifically, I did not recognize any of the characters. So I just want to throw that out there. But if you like British programming, then you might probably recognize some of these people. The show centers around these two partners, and it looks like they were grouped together. So it's not like, you know, we don't start the story with, you know, them already being partners. It looks like there's one partner that's now partnered with someone else. There's a female partner who, to me, is more of the main character. And then there's the male character, the male partner. It's only 6 episodes. So you really could binge watch this in half a day. And you're probably going to want to anyway, because it's really that good. So the scene opens with this female that looks kind of tomboyish. She has a very short haircut. She wears a hoodie, you know, so she got like this little, you know, tomboy thing going. And, you know, someone's trying to kill her. And I'm not going to tell you who that is or what the story centers around that, but that's how it starts. And I'm like, okay, this is crazy. And she survives and she meets with this new partner. And as you watch the show, you'll find out why they were partnered up and what happened to previous partners and things like that. That will be answered for you. So they're near partners and they go on this bus. They try to arrest somebody or something. And there's this this USB drive that they find. Well, this USB drive pretty much tells us that we are effed and the world is going to end. The sun is going to send off so many solar flares and things of that nature that we're going to run out of food. People are going to die. And it's just this catastrophic event that is going to happen within half a decade. Like, so I guess the next 5 years is going to happen. Of course, the government in this particular backdrop of where they're located doesn't want this information out, because guess what happens if we all found out that UFOs exist, or if the world was coming to an end, like in 2019, for example, we would go plumb crazy. We would start looting. We would start killing each other. The crazy people would just start doing whatever the hell they want to do, because they're like, look, we're not going to be here anyway, so why not just act crazy? So the government is like, look, we don't want this information out because we want to ensure people act normal. And of course, the government can say, you know, and if the world is coming to an end, we can go ahead and work on contingency. So we're protected, but everyone else is screwed. And that's, well, I'm not going to say anything else about that. I didn't want to get too political right now. But anyway, I digress, which I tend to do a lot. But anyway, so that's pretty much the premise of the show. So you have these two detectives that are trying to avoid. Being caught by the government. And you have this one broad, oh my God, who's, I guess, supposed to be the villain. And she's manipulating the partners against each other to try to get the flash drive to basically allow them to, you know, confiscate it. And then you have one of the detectives, I'm not going to tell you which one, who that particular person was able to create a failsafe to try to keep themselves and their families protected in the event this flash drive comes up. So you have that element. It's an action-packed show. You know, each episode has an A story, B story. So the A story is this actual looming flash drive that is predicting the end of the world. But you also have each episode, you have this serial killer, which I mentioned, you know, when you know the world is going to end, all the crazies come out because, you know, the world's going to end. So each episode also centers around this particular serial killer that is killing people, or killing a person for the sake of this world coming to an end. And I, without giving spoilers, I can't really go any further into what he's doing. I can't really say if it's religious in nature or anything else. Just know it's somebody out there that's crazy, that's killing people. And that's pretty much it with Hard Sun. So you're watching the entire 6-episode miniseries, basically trying to figure out if the powers that be will get this flash drive. Will the detectives make it? Will they catch this serial killer? Will they get some understanding? Will the mystery surrounding certain stuff that I can't tell you, but there's another story in there where another mystery within a mystery, and we have to figure that out. I guess I can go ahead and tell you because I'm not really spoiling it. So also there's a partner that it's not on the show. And of course, they're trying to investigate what happened with that partner. And there's blame put on certain people, and there's certain people that are tasked to prove who was involved. So you have yet that happening also. So end of the world, government trying to get the flash drive. What happened to this particular person on the law force or the law on the team or whatever you want to call it? And the serial killer that we have to catch because he keeps killing people. Yeah, so that's like four different stories. So yeah, it was good. Our show on Hulu. You should get Hulu because Hulu is great. And like I said, I don't think Hulu does enough advertising on their original content, and I think they should. And I think that's it. That's Hard Sun. And I told you all that it's kind of sort of sci-fi. It's kind of sort of drama. It's kind of sort of a mystery thriller. And it's not kind of sort of a good show. It's a really good show. And I think you should watch it. And I think that's all. And I'm out. I'm Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru. Happy binging.